The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 26th of March, 2019. We got all the best Apple news. Yep, because that's what pretty much what there is. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes, probably less, because this Apple event, well, you'll see. Welcome. All right, Tim. We all know how Apple events start nowadays, and this was none the exception. But that was about all that was familiar with this Apple event. Nope, we didn't get any hardware. Everything was completely focused on what you could purchase on a monthly subscription. Except one thing, you could actually use that thing to purchase these monthly subscription thingies. Anyways, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's kick things off with Apple News Plus.
Yay!
What you gonna get with Apple News Plus? Well, for $9.99 a month. We don't know what it's going to be in other countries yet. I'm sure this is still being ironed out. You're going to get to read past issues of select publishers, including over 300 magazines. You're also going to get personalized things for you for your reading habits. Though Apple pointed out, and they kind of pointed this out a lot, I noticed in yesterday's event, it wouldn't know what its users were reading, and it would not allow advertisers to track users' reads. So what sort of magazines are you going to get for $10 a month? Well, Esquire, Vogue, National Geographic, Atlantic, yep, that was just a few of those to name. Plus, you're going to get newspapers on top of that. Wall Street Journal, Los Angeles Times, and even The Star. Now, of course, while they were unveiling News Plus, Apple kept jamming down our throats about how much this would cost us each and every month if we were to subscribe all these magazines on their own. Yeah, yada, yada, yada. As for who can subscribe to the News Plus service, it's rolling out next week in the U.S. and Canada. But for our listeners in the U.K. and even Australia, you're going to have to wait till the fall. Ah, now, let's move on to that thing we didn't really see coming, but now it kind of makes sense now. Apple Card! Yes, if you haven't opened up your wallet lately and said, you know, I just ain't got enough of these damn credit cards, well, here's another one. Though, let it be said, this card is actually more aimed at the non-physical cards. You still can actually get a physical card. That physical card will be made of titanium, so chances are, if you're a really big Apple buff, you're going to want the titanium physical card. Other than having that physical card, everything else is going to be all available through the wallet app. What you're spending, how much you spent, you know, how in debt you are, you know, these kind of things. Apple's main goal, they're saying they want to change the worst parts about being a car holder, giving you better to easy understand rewards programs and no interest fees. Yay! Plus, I guess you're going to get sort of like cash back. Yeah, it kind of sounds like Discover Card, doesn't it? 2% on all purchases and then 3% if you decide to get that new iPhone. All in all, we'll have to wait for a little bit to see how Apple's going to revolutionize the credit card industry. Yeah, I got to say, I didn't really see this one coming. But who knows what's next? Maybe Apple Bank. Kind of does have a ring to it, doesn't it? Gosh knows they got enough money in theirs. Up next after that was Apple Arcade, and probably the best part of the whole event. Yes, it's game subscription service. Which, by the way, we don't get this till the fall. So yeah, a little bit of a letdown there, but we kind of expected that. What we do know is you're going to get about 100 exclusive games, including a new Sonic Hedgehog game. And just like Apple will be doing with their TV shows, yeah, we're getting to the Apple TV Plus thing. Hang on. Apple will also be investing and in development with new games for the platform. Now, of course, everything will be in the Apple ecosystem, meaning you can start on your iPhone, you can jump onto your Apple TV, or head on over to your Mac and just pick up where you left off when you're gaming. Yeah, I know, kind of sounds cool. Be nice to know how much it costs, though. We don't have a clue. And boy, they didn't really touch on it either. Pretty much just saying that pricing and more details will be available in the fall. And finally for today's news show, yeah, Apple Plus TV. Apple's yet to come, yeah, coming in the fall too, streaming service. Now, believe it or not, we're actually going to see an Apple TV Plus app. So if you're a Roku user, you can actually take advantage of this service still. Other things we learned about the Apple TV Plus subscription service, they're also going to be partnering with several broadcasters, including Hulu and Amazon Prime. But that's just the TV side. Let's get to the Plus side. Yes, Apple's competitor to Netflix. What'd we learn? Not much. It will be ad-free. That's kind of a given, we thought. And we'll have original shows, which we already knew. And hey, just like events in the past, woohoo, we got some celebrities. It's Steve Jobs. Chops Theater. None other than Oprah herself came out and just said what a big old Apple fan she was and then picked up her check on the way out. There's also going to be apparently some Steven Spielberg original programming. And hey, even Big Bird from Sesame Street will be showing up sometime in the fall. As far as where we'll be seeing Apple TV Plus, well, apparently it'll be launching in over 100 countries. It's the start. Hey, and just like the Apple Arcade, no price. Though we can't imagine it costing much more than Netflix. Then again, this is Apple. And they'll probably have some special deal with the services, including the arcade, if you use your Apple card. Any bets? Any bets? All in all, yeah, the show is a little underwhelming. Guess we're going to have to feel the full impact of it come this fall. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website for everything that's going on here at the British Tech Network. Also, check us out on Facebook, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community. That's where the fun's going to be happening, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Do it now, BritishTech.slack.com. The new show. Hey, I'm about to lay one on you that's going to surprise the hell out of you. We're going to have a show tomorrow. Yep, indeed. There will be a Wednesday edition this week of the BTN News Show, and we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you very much for listening.